If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. All right, let's get to the weather. Galveston, 83 down on the island this morning. They say it feels like 93. Today's forecast, cloudy, high of 88, south winds 10 to 20. And we're just not seeing these winds. They keep forecasting. But it's calm right now. For tonight, looks like overcast, low of 83, south 10 to 15. Tomorrow, it looks like cloudy again. It's got something to do with that dust. High of 89, south winds 10 to 20. So right now, there's no wind. It is calm and beautiful. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. There's four of them. We're sitting on a low right now, or a high right now. We have a low coming up at 4:50 a.m., then a high at 10:47 a.m., and then another low at 6:57 p.m. And sunrise this morning, 6:24 a.m., sunset, 8:23 p.m., and our moon phase is 49% visibility. So we're right at a half moon headed towards our next full moon. All right, looking at winds around the complex, offshore the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, it's showing 84 degrees with 88 degree water. Can you believe these water temps already? South-southwest wind 11 to 16. And inshore at Eagle Point, it is 84 degrees with 89 degree water with a southwest wind at 6. And Morgan's Point is 85 degrees with 86 degree water, a south-southwest wind at 5. So wind's not a factor this morning. They're predicting more, but I don't see it, not till late in the afternoon, so looks like good fishing ahead. All right, well, let's head over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with Sabine Lake fisherman and guide, Captain Bill Watkins, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, my friend. Thanks for even asking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I'm taking a week off here.
It's a good week to take off.
Yeah, I fished up till, you know, I think Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And supposed to have one on Sunday, and that guy backed out. And
yeah.
I was kind of glad because I was wore out. You know how you get sometimes kind of werewolfish.
Right. I know the drill.
You're burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this pain in my hip. I was struggling. But every day, it was really good every day except that last day. There was boats swarming everywhere. I mean, it was a constant pitch and yaw and up and down and sideways, crew boats, ships,
goodness,
tugboats. Yeah, and that was the busiest day I've seen on the water yet.
Goodness.
Yeah, I mean, as the day went on, they just kept on launching and launching and launching. You know, we got three different ramps down there at Sabine Pass.
Yeah.
Two on the Texas side and one on the Louisiana side. Yeah, it was a busy day. All kinds of boats, offshore boats, catamarans, you know.
Catamarans.
Everything you can.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I saw a couple of cats, big cats. I mean, like 30-footers.
Going offshore?
Mm-hmm. They went straight out there because it was a pretty morning. And we wound up catching 25 trout, and we had 5 keepers. And my smallest catch before that was like 23 or 30 or 31. I caught 31 on Friday, and not to mention how many more we threw back.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Saturday was a washout. Those fish changed their pattern. The tide was the same. Everything was the same. And I just pulled my hair out, what little I've got left. Man, that, you know, you get caught up in a deal like that every once in a while. But I had a guy named Charles Dalio. That boy was a fisherman.
Right.
He could catch fish no matter where I stopped. Man,
it pays to have a good stick in the boat with you.
Oh, man, that guy, I don't know what he was doing with that rod, but he was doing it right. I'm going to tell you what, that guy, you know, you just, it mystifies you sometimes. You look at him and you go, "How? What are they doing that's different than me?"
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the way it is. Sometimes you have them that they just catch everything, anywhere you stop, but... He didn't catch the biggest one, though. We had one about 3 pounds. It really was a beautiful trout. So I'm kind of happy with what happened, but, you know, I think a couple of those guys were, you know, old and sickly as me. And they'd get bored and set their rods down. I could have done better if they'd have picked up the pace a little bit, but sometimes you just don't feel good, you know.
Right. Well, it's,
but they try,
as they say, it's hell to get old.
Yeah, it is. I'm finding out more and more about that every day.
So what's the trouble with your hip? What do you got, some kind of nerve issue or what?
Yeah, it's probably, they call it the SI joint, which is down at the base of your spine, right about your waistline.
Yeah.
And I've had 2 different procedures for it, and it's some better. You know, it's not as bad as it was, but still, after I stand in that rocking boat for a couple of hours.
Yeah, that can't help it. You know, rough boat rides, rocking boats, and all that instability. You know, you got to have your sea legs under you, and, man, it's hard to do with pain like that.
Yeah, it is.
Just aggravates it.
But the show must go on.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe you can heal up this week while you take off.
Yeah, it is some better, way better. But, you know, hopefully I'll go back to see a doctor on the 16th of July. And, of course, that'll be right in the middle of a week full of action. But I'm taking off, you know, roughly a week and a half, and back to the salt mines.
Those fish aren't going anywhere.
They ain't going.
They'll be there when you get back.
Yeah.
You can't catch all
they
of
sure
them.
Sure, they will. Yeah, you can't catch them all. I tried.
We've been trying that for years. It's not going to happen.
We have, for a fact.
Well, it's been good over here. Fishing's really, it's hard to say that it's picked up, but it has. It's gotten a little bit, it's gone into another gear, and some bigger fish are showing up. We're seeing a lot of, well, not a lot, but a few per boat, you know, 4 and 5 pounders being caught. So that's good.
That's really
good sign.
Yeah, that is a good sign. And hopefully, as prolific as trout are, it'll all recover.
Yeah.
Heck, I caught a couple of, I caught a 4 and a 5 the other day myself.
Right.
And that was exciting. Man, I hadn't seen one of those for a while. Yeah. Threes are pretty common over here.
Yeah.
You know. But honest to goodness, five or a four, that's pretty exciting stuff. I think they were both tied runners, though.
Really?
Yeah. And I talked to a friend of mine that went to the Jetty on Monday. And, boy, they caught them.
Yeah, I've been getting some good Jetty reports. A couple of people I know have gone over there and fished, you know, with this calm weather. And they burnt them trout up, man. Caught some nice reds, too. Slot reds.
Oh, really? Well, that might be where they all are, because they're sure not up in the channel or in the lake. Not very many of them. That's been a rarity.
Yeah.
But
they've probably gone real tiny shallow on you over there, the lake reds. I bet they're up in a marsh somewhere in about a foot of water.
That's
if I had to guess.
Yeah, there's plenty of water back in the marsh.
Everybody goes, well, man, that water gets so hot. I said, man, those redfish don't care. They'll crawl up on the bank when the water's 95. And that's something how they do that?
They're very tolerant to hot water.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as long as there's some oxygen in there, they're fine. Yeah, buddy.
And I'm sure there's a lot of little baby crabs and all that moving around in the marsh and small shrimp and everything else, and they're just cruising around up there filling their guts.
Oh,
getting a belly full.
You know it. Yeah,
there's
a bunch of shrimp. A bunch of shrimp went into the marsh here about first of May.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, and I don't know whether they're brown shrimp or what, but they came into the lake, and they went right straight to the mouth of the drains and ditches, and I think they disappeared right up into the marsh. And now the lake is pretty dirty. Now, of course, I hadn't seen it for about 4 days now, 3 days, but it's a I think that lake is still pretty dirty with fresh water. But all that is starting to abate somewhat. The only river now that's still running pretty good is the Sabine. Everything else has kind of slowed down. And at least they don't, they're not showing it as green on the NOAA chart. So everything has kind of settled down, and we should be getting on a regular pattern here pretty quick. And those fish, they will go north when that water salts up. All of them.
Well, our rivers are coming down over here, too. You know, Lake Livingston is almost at normal pool, so they've throttled it back somewhat. So maybe so.
Yeah, that's good.
No more.
Yeah, I'm ready for that pattern to be turned off.
They cut it. They dropped it down from 50,000 to 13.5.
That's a big drop.
Yeah, so we'll get a turnaround. Maybe we'll salvage, you know, our August and September.
And
winds being down, the water color's getting better. Farther you go down the channel towards Galveston, the better it gets. But it'll turn over before you know it. It's like a funnel. You know, that ship channel coming in through the jetties, it brings a lot of salt water in.
Oh, it does.
And it'll even do more, you know, once they get it deepened and widened on this next project they're doing. It's just a never-ending dredge project.
It never stops.
It never stops.
Yeah,
see, they're going to widen it, 70-something feet on each side, so over 150 feet wider.
Really?
Yeah, it's big time. Running out of real estate. We're gaining real estate. We're running out of water in a lot of areas up my way with all these new spoil islands they're adding on and building the existing ones. And Tabs Bay. I don't know how many acres of surface water acres we've lost up there already.
Man.
It's nuts, yeah, man. It's pretty crazy.
They're filling in the South Levee.
Right
now, with all those projects they've got going on,
mm-hmm.
there's a great big dredge sitting there in the channel right up close to Keys Lake Fish Pass, and they're pumping it over into the South Levee.
Right.
I knew a guy that got the contract to drain that salt water out of that pool, and he had to do it in 3 days. That took some big pumps, right?
Yeah, it did. Pump all the water out of there.
Pumped it out, and I don't think they've touched the North Levee yet. And that would create a hue and cry out of the local fishing community, because there's a lot of fish in that pool up there in North.
Yeah.
And but they're South, not so much. But they pumped it out, pumped all the water out of it.
Well, those fish have a pipe system, don't they, where they can go out into the bay, in and out of there, right?
Yeah, on the North Levee they do.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know about South Levee. Yeah, they have a set of pipes on each end.
Yeah.
All the way up north and all the way back.
I bet everybody fishes around in pipes, too.
Oh, you know it.
Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on a second.
All right.
Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. All right, it's 420 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, I'm here with you.
Since we're back, let's do a star tournament leaderboard update, shall we?
Yeah.
Nothing's really changed. Still have the same amount of tagged reds caught. The two red tag reds have been caught, and we have four blue tagged reds. The red tags are for the, you know, Ford truck and Haney boat package, and the blue tags are for the transport boat package. But the only thing that's changed really is offshore. We had some fish finally weighed in with this calm weather from offshore. Dorado, there's still no kingfish weighed in. But right now in Dolphin, the Dorado's 20-pound minimum. We have a Cameron Huebner of Fulshear. He weighed in a 37-pound 3-ounce. And then Boyd Skinner of Austin weighed in a 31-2. So that's the two on the leaderboard there. Of course, Danielle Grunewald of Freeport has a 56 15-pound ling. So that's been on there from really the first week. And then Red Snapper, we finally had a snapper weighed in. Joseph Hansen of Rocheron has a 25 pound, 8 ounce snapper, red snapper, 25.5 pounds. So
that's a good one.
That's your starboard update. Anyway, we were talking about dredging and what was going on with the north and south levee over there, and
they actually built the walls on that south levee up higher, and they're putting a lot of dredge in there, and I don't know where they're going with it. I think it's because of that middle channel and they're digging out a lot of that that new pool for the new LNG plant.
Right.
Now the Exxon Mobil down at the south end on the Texas side, they already had their pool built long ago. So now they may have to dredge it out deeper, but right now, I think they're just working on the channel itself to kind of, you know, I don't know that they're doing the deepening and widening project yet. But that dredge, that big old dredge is in there every day going it. But at least they're not putting the spall back in the water. It's going over in that pool.
Man, they just dump it right in our water over here.
That's horrible.
You know, I've been seeing some squalling and squealing going on down south around Corpus. They're talking about that's reopening these wells or whatever, and all the brine, you know, the salty brine water and everything. They're wanting to pump that into the bay system down there. They're already doing it in a couple places. But, you know,
that could be a disaster.
Well, I mean, Baffin's the saltiest body of water on the Texas coast anyway. And, you know, it's super hypersaline. But I don't know what effects or fallout they'll have from that, but I know a lot of the local fishermen aren't happy with that. But Corpus Christi's running out of water. I mean, that city, they're going to take care of the city first before the fishery, I can tell you that. I mean, we're living proof of it up here. That's the last pure area on the coast down there in the lower laguna and all that. I mean, it's just, it's so pristine and so valuable. But, you know, people got to live too. You got to have water to live. And I think last time I talked to Cliff, he said Corpus Christi, Lake Corpus Christi, that provides their city water was only at 13%.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's
wow.
Critical. Yeah. And I don't
know. Well, you wouldn't think that close to the ocean you'd run out of water, but they're dry.
Well, I wish all they pumped into our bay system was just salty brine water.
That might help us.
They don't have a clue what we've been going through up here with loss of habitat and, you know, what we have, like 4 years of drought, and then we turn around, we've had over 10 years of floods now, not to mention all the dredging projects, the spills. You know, we had that ITC fire foam deal. That hurt a lot of a lot of environment around here. And then you had the Reformate collision, you know, the barge and the ship collision deal. And I've witnessed the fish that killed fish. And
that's terrible.
It's a forever chemical, just like the firefighting foam. It's never going to, there's no solution by dilution. And Galveston Bay's took it on a chin. And hey, our fish stocks are coming back as we speak. Just getting a little better every year. And
pretty amazing.
We're waiting on the next disaster. When you live in Galveston, you look, you're always looking over your shoulder. You don't know what's coming, man. You know what it's
Houston Ship Channel is up there.
Oh, man.
And everything goes through up that way. You know, I was reading about that the other night. Galveston was the deep water port until 1900, and then everything started moving to Houston.
Everything moved up to Houston, exactly. Well, all the stockyards, everything used to be in Galveston.
Yeah.
And it's, then they, you know, here came the port of Houston, and it's taking the pressure off of Galveston, but it all it does is just move up the channel 30 miles.
It seems like to me that they could tap on to the Sabine and the Neches with piping systems. And, I mean, what's a pipeline? You know, 48-inch line? That would total a lot of water, right? You could go send some of that water down to Corpus. And if they were, when we have high water here, it's limitless. And when they have low water down there,
I mean, look at the amount of fresh water. Now, and our ecosystem needs it to some extent. Don't get me wrong. Fresh water is good. We got to have it for survival, you know, in our estuaries and everything else. But enough's enough. Too much is just as bad as not enough. And a lot of that water from the Mississippi and then your two rivers over there, the two rivers we have here, I mean, all that fresh water just, it really doesn't go to waste, but it's just needlessly just flows into the Gulf when a lot of that could be used for something else. But surely there's some dead pipelines under the ground they can flush out and run fresh water through them to pump to other to cities that are
tired
of it. You would think.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think that would be part of an answer. We could at least keep it in Texas.
Yeah.
In Texas, sure. You know, western Texas and middle Texas is pretty dry.
Mm-hmm.
So why not pump it over there? I'm sure that there would be a lot of people unhappy about that too.
Yeah,
but it sure would help if we had
half the country's anti-pipeline and the other half is pro-pipeline.
So, well, if it was water,
I mean, it's that way on everything. We're totally equally divided on every issue, man.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It seemed that way. Yeah. Yeah, but seemed like to me they could build a dedicated pipeline to send it down that way somewhere, at least to Corpus. You know, we've got a lot of water around here. And maybe that would help. I don't know. Maybe it'd take a bigger pipeline than we think. I'm not an engineer, and I can't.
No.
I can't.
You're a trout engineer,
figure.
Man.
Yeah. That's all I know about.
That's it. All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, I'll check in with you Saturday morning. So it's definitely going to be the busiest fishing weekend of the year. This is it, 4th of July, buddy.
I'm going to be off the water, too.
Yes, a lot of people are, but there's going to be a lot more on it. I can assure you that.
Yes, sir. You know it.
All right, Bill. Well, give us some info. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing Sabine Lake with you, my friend.
Yeah. 409-673-9211 and fishsabinelake.com. That'll get you
there. All right, buddy. Well, you have a good one. It's good talking to you. Take care of that hip. Rest it up. Get ready for another round.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Thanks,
all right, buddy.
Bill.
Have
See
a good
you, man.
One.
All right. All right. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, it's currently going on. That started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer long through Labor Day. So if you're going fishing, get signed up. You never know. That next cast, that magic fish can come for you. I've seen it happen a million times. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been released in inshore Texas waters. They're swimming around just waiting for one lucky angler to catch one of them. And you can fish for other species inshore like gafftop, drum, and sheephead, and offshore for red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. It's real easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hoff Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, brother?
Man, you know I'm good, Mickey. How about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain, man. You know better than to ask that. I'm good. I'm here.
I hear you.
If I'm here, I'm good. Hey, how's that arm doing, man?
It's getting there. Just being a hole in my arm is all it is.
Oh, God, yes.
But it's getting better, so that's a good thing. I went and saw a guy the other day about it, and he said, oh, it's looking good, getting back together, so that's the main thing.
Well, take good care of that.
Yeah, they said I couldn't go fishing, so I decided to come to the Hill Country and do some mowing and getting everything ready for hunting season anyway, so get things kind of started the right direction anyway. Get plenty
of
dang rain.
Any of that rain up there?
Yes, that's the thing.
Oh, that's good. Great.
Yeah, buddy. Everything's nice and greened up, but that grass sure grows quick over here when they get some rain.
Get on that tractor, boy.
That's it. There ain't no doubt. I've been riding the heck out of that rascal. I guess I'll be doing some disking and stuff like that today. Kind of get some oak patches started the right direction.
You got that arm wrapped up.
Oh, shoot, yeah. It's all wrapped up. So
keep it clean. Oh, man.
Yeah. And that's what the deal is, you know, and that's... like I say, it is what it is, and that's, you know, just like on the lake, you know, getting out there, the biggest problem is catching bait. You know, when we get out there catching bait, I just get soaking wet. So
yeah, you can't do that. That's
that's the problem. So
yes,
hopefully they say, you know, after 3 weeks I can get out there and get after it. So hopefully about one more week and we're done. So I just need to pay attention to it, but that's the biggest thing. But get going the right direction. So, and it's, you know, just using this different stuff on it. Steve, I appreciate you, brother. I got that package. This fellow sent me a package. He sends me some dog food every once in a while when I get overrun with dogs. But he sent me a little package of stuff. And I asked this wound care guy about it. He said, oh, yeah, it's got silver in it and stuff like that. So, yeah, it keeps the bacteria out, so that's the main thing. So I don't have to worry about it.
When we were kids, our grandparents or our parents always used that old sulfur cream on you. You know, you sore on you with a little infection in it, and man, that stuff would clear it up in a heartbeat. Used to, we'd go down and get in the good salt water in the Gulf, but man,
I know. I know. That's what's so weird. I remember being down there, you go to salt water and just clear it up, just staying there all day swimming and just cutting up and all that, and then get back out, and then next thing you know, every sore you had on you is cleared up. But man, you try that nowadays, it just ain't no good. So it's but it is what it is. I mean, just deal with it and go on. You know, the biggest thing is I just hate missing out on all these fishing trips. But
I know.
It's all good. I'll get out there and do the right thing. You know, try to anyway. That's the main thing. Because see, this coming week, I was supposed to be going to Mexico and going fishing, but that kind of got knocked back. So
yeah, with that arm, I guarantee you that ruined your vacation.
Yeah, I know. That's what's so bad. So it's that, but that's all right. I done changed that up and decided. A buddy of mine, he said, "Hey, let's go to Venice instead." So sometime around the end of the month, we're going to be going down to Venice and see what's happening down there. See, I ain't been down there in a while, so it's time to go back. Visit them rascals down there at the end of the world. So it's one of them things. So
yeah, go to the end of the world and hang a right, and
that's it.
Never get there.
I know, isn't that crazy, boy? But I tell you what, man, they got dang many fish down there. It's unreal. So
they do.
We're gonna do some offshore stuff and get out there and see if we can't catch a few tuna and things like that, and maybe even. I'm pretty sure we're probably going to try to jerk on some swordfish, but I don't know. If he's got any hand crank reels, I'm not in the game. I ain't going to do none of that swordfish and stuff. On that, I done got to the point where I got a little bit smarter on those deep fish like that, because, man, those sunguns are down there 15, 16, 1,800 feet.
Oh, yeah.
And you hand crank one of them big rascals up, I guarantee you know it.
I just hate to have to reel the weight up.
I know that weight is just heavy as it can be, but good night. I mean, it's just, and what's so bad is you don't think about it, but just the line coming through the water, that deep is just unreal. It's, you get so much resistance on it. It's just crazy. And it's, but that's what they do. So it's like I say, it's one of them things where, I've not caught one, because last time I was out there trying to catch fish out there, he told me, says, I asked him, "How deep are them rascals?" He said, "How about 1,500? I said, "Well, I'm out." You fight just a little bit, and I'm done with that one. I mean, good night. You pull on that sunken for a while. I mean, just cranking is unreal. It's like last time we was over in Mexico, hooked into a blue marlin out there, and that rascal, he jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped. By the time we was going to swap out on him a little bit, and take turns, the first guy jumped in the chair and sit down. And by the time he got sit down, strapped up, that rascal threw the bait, and I'm looking at a mile of line stretched out there, and it's like, good, you got to be kidding me. I know somebody going to crank all that back in. It's like, no. I mean, goodness, that was out there. And I mean, you could sit there and watch him jump the whole time. He never slowed down. And it's, but that was like I say, that's why I go over there in Mexico every once in a while. That was a fun trip. I mean, there's no doubt. We spent 2.5 days on that boat, and we caught pretty much everything we wanted to catch. My big tuna so far, 275 out of there.
Good Lord, then, that's a monster.
You're not kidding. That was a sure enough sea monster there. Then, I mean, we had rooster fish. We had I caught a dang old jack that burned my thumb up. I mean, good night. Because it's, you dropping a bait down, right? So you're feeding line, and with them big old, I think it's probably, it wasn't but like a 4-wide or something like that. Dropping that bait down like that. When a jack hit it, it just started spinning in my natural reaction is to stop the spool, right? Well, you don't do that.
No.
It's knock it into gear and let her rip, And I mean, I hit that spool with my thumb while I was trying to knock it in gear, and man, he burned a big old blister on my thumb.
I promise you.
I guarantee you that them jackfish are strong. I mean, they ain't worth a flip for nothing, but they're strong, big old silver dollars out there. So, it's one of them things. And we had striped marlin, blue marlin, you name it. I mean, we caught squid in the dark. We caught every dang thing under the sun, just doing what you do out there, right? So that's one of my biggest things about out there. When I go, I try not to waste any time. I'm out there fishing start to finish.
Yeah.
No matter what. That's just like last year, we went over to Cocodrill, and we'll do that trip again this year in August sometime. And got over there and did an overnight deal, and goodness, we loaded the boat with fish. I mean, we had, oh goodness, I think it's 48 blackfin. We only had a couple of yellowfin. We probably caught well over 100 blackfin. It's just the deckhand captain kept throwing them back, and we said, gee, we're going to keep them rascals. What I do with them is smoke them up. And then after you get them smoked, freeze them up in packages, you know, vacuum seal them up, and freeze them, pull them out, chop them up for a tuna salad.
Yeah.
Put a little jalapeno relish in them, and get you a little bit of mayonnaise mix in there, and it's good to go. I mean, good night.
Yeah.
You sit there and eat that all day long. So, I mean, it's – and then the yellowfin, of course. I mean, they're just – I just love catching yellowfin no matter what. But – had a couple of mahi, had a couple of scamp grouper. I mean, limited out on snapper. So, I mean, good night. We had just meat a hall. Boat loaded. I guarantee it was a meat haul. There ain't no doubt. So,
and big fish had up.
Yeah, they do. There ain't no doubt. Well, but I'll tell you what, I dialed in on those blackfin during the night. And they were down about, I think down about 200 feet, and I kept, once I got them dialed in, I was sitting there just dropping a jig on them, you know, big old, like a 7-ounce spoon on them, and dropped that dang thing down there, jerk it 2 or 3 times, but start reeling them in. A buddy of mine goes, he goes, man, what are you doing? I said, I'm going deeper than you are, because I looked at their bottom machine, and it was showing there was down there about 200 foot in that like 800 foot of water, and it's like, okay, I got these rascals figured out, so I'd drop it. Engage that reel and jerk a couple of times, and boom, here it goes. And finally, he started dropping deeper and started hooking up too. Because I'd like to say it's all a matter of being in front of them. You get that bait in front of them, some of those rascals, they're going to eat no matter what, you know. And when you got a layer,
that's all they do is swim and eat and make.
That's
bait.
It. That's right. They got big old eyeballs. I guarantee you. That's one thing about them goofy old tuna. They got them big eyes. They can see what's coming. There ain't no doubt about it. But it's a blast whenever you kind of figure everything out like that, you know. And it's, you know, then every once in a while I do that Galveston party boat deal down there, and mm-hmm. it's a, you know, it's a fun little trip. It's not super expensive and stuff like that. For I think they cut it back to 30 hours now. They were doing 36, so they cut it back to 30 after COVID and stuff like that. So. It's, you know, it's one of them things. Last time I was out with them, I limited out with mine and then started catching other people's too. I mean, it's like, good night, you know. Why not? So
put it on them. All right, buddy. Well, hey, I'm glad your arm's doing better, and be careful up there. Watch out for them bees and hornets and everything else while you're mowing, my friend. All right, Richard, we'll throw your number out if somebody wants to call you, brother.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com, or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right. Well, you be safe. We'll talk to you. I'm glad your arm's doing better. See you, man.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have
fun.
Thank
you, Richard. All right, buddy. All right. Let's hop down to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Charlie, what's going on?
Resting up.
Are you? It's a good weekend for it. Chill out.
No, I've been resting all week. I've got a fish this weekend.
Uh-oh. Going to go get amongst them.
I booked those trips a long time ago. I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. But no, I haven't fished this week. I had planned to take it off and do some things, but, you know, last week we had east in the wind, you know, a little southeast, a little east, and them fish took a big hit down here. Everybody was catching fish, but I don't see many people posting over here right now, and I know the winds are down.
Yeah.
You know, I know the boys that are posting are the ones catching them with croakers right now, and I just don't think there's been a lot of people fishing. Don't know. Well, got to head back down tomorrow.
Way. Boy, it's fishing season over here, buddy. We got them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that there's some out, but I just none of the people that I know that I run with are fishing.
Right.
It seems like everybody took a break. So, watching baseball and stuff.
Well, I've been doing that the last couple of nights. Hey, we're not winning pretty, but hey, winning ugly, it's all a win. It's a W.
Yeah, that's what's... I can't figure out. I mean, they just they keep winning. They're barely winning every one of them. Now they're getting ready to play the Dodgers, and we'll see. We'll see something here.
Well, they get up for the better teams for whatever reason, you know. Kind of the inferior teams, they kind of slack a little bit. Well, they play just good enough to beat them. But
that's right.
Like what we did to the Phillies and the Cubs. I mean, that's two classy teams. Good ball teams, and we look pretty good against them. I mean, what do we have? 15 or 16 people on the IL.
That's unbelievable.
It is. And then Myers took one in the ribs last night, 94 mile an hour fastball that just kept running in on him, a two seamer, and right where Pena got hit. Pena got hit with 89 mile an hour pitch, but Myers shook it off, walked it off. I said, here we go. Here's one of our other 300 hitters is going to be put on the IL. I'm going, oh, you can't make this stuff up, man.
That's crazy. It really is crazy. But
doesn't it seem like we get hit all the time? We never hit anybody's batters. But it's just like series, you know, somebody gets hit.
Well, we need to bring Nolan Ryan back and let him do his job.
Well, see, I'm old school, man. Hey, you hit one of my guys if I'm pitching, rest assured you're getting pegged too. Somebody on your team's going to get it.
He liked
Pedro
doing it too.
Martinez and Nolan Ryan used to do. Hey, you know?
Yeah.
You hit one of my guys, you're fixing to get it.
Yeah. That's the truth. But no, they keep pecking along. I guess they keep bringing some people up, and the boys look pretty good.
Yeah. So. Look at. Who was it last night? Shea Whitcomb?
Yeah.
Brought him home back up. He put one in the seats, 400-something feet.
Yep. Yep.
First big league homer.
Yep. Well,
just
maybe they're lucky, maybe they're good.
Yeah.
Take a little bit of both. No, there's not much going on over here that I know of. I'll find out more when I go back down. But what's that wind doing today?
It's down. No wind. The bay's been beautiful.
What wind we get's got a touch of west in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, the other morning, let's see, it was Tuesday morning, it was light northwest. And then yesterday morning, kind of light west. Lower humidities. It was actually cooler the last couple of mornings.
Where are we on the moon phase now?
Half moon, headed towards our next full. We're about 50%.
Yeah. Well, fishing ought to be good next week. Got quite a bit next week, so we'll get back at it. Well, I heard you say y'all are doing pretty good over there, huh?
Yeah. It's seems to, you know, once the wind laid down, it opened up a lot of other areas for everybody to fish, and everybody's doing really good. You know, a lot of places are all, you know, jammed up with boats and everything because of the fresh water. But, you know, a lot of our fish are stacked up right now because of the fresh water. It's got them in places just piled up, and as the bay comes back and these fish spread out, then it'll, you know, we'll get back to normal on our catching. But right now, it's real good.
Well, that's good. You know, that's one thing that helps us. Fishing is good everywhere, and people are spread out. You know, when it was really good over here, everybody was over here.
So, right.
I'll take it right now. I know we got plenty of fish in our system, and I just like it when you get that southwest wind away from us. I don't like it.
Well, it's not bad if it's not strong. You know, if it'll stay under 10, you can deal with it. But, man, when you start getting those summer days with 15, 18 knots out of the southwest, it just, hey, that's
brutal.
Tough. But yep. We've got more places to fish on the southwest over here than you do.
Yeah.
You know, we got that whole west wall over there from Texas City all the way up to Sylvan that's got a lot of fish on it right now. You know, a lot of people are doing good on that west side and the pier pilings and in areas like that. Normal haunts where they've always caught them. But,
they ought to be catching them in the surf in that southwest pocket, too.
Yeah, there was a few fish caught the last couple of days in the surf.
Well,
but somebody would go, man, we had our limit by 6:30 this morning. I said, well, I hope you did.
Three fish.
Three sticks like that in the boat. And I mean, what took so long? Everybody still counts the limit.
I know.
Hey, the heck with limits. Just go fishing. I don't ever keep them anyway. Just turn them back.
Yeah. People are settled down on that. You know, it takes less to satisfy them.
Yeah.
They just want a little entertainment to get out.
That's it.
You know, we finally calmed down on the meat haulers. So
think we'll
things are good
limit.
To go over here, Mickey.
Think we'll get our limit today, Captain? You think?
Can we get all three limits?
Yeah.
Trout, red,
man,
flounder, sure.
Get our
come on.
Piece.
Yeah.
I will. All right, Charlie P. If somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda, give them a number where they can reach you, buddy.
713-725-2401.
All right, man. You take care. Have a good weekend.
You too, Mickey.
Later, bud. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.